Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What? Why are we talking about this?
Well, there's a...
Why would we not?
Yeah.
So, okay, we want you to tell us who your... If you're happily married, you can still play along.
Yeah,
but like,
of course.
Yes.
Who your dream partner is, but they can't be real.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like it can be a movie character.
Yeah.
It can be a book character. If you're one of those people who reads books and you're like, oh my God, I'm just so in love with Jack Ryan. Not when Harrison Ford played him. Not when Alec Baldwin played him. Not when... John Krasinski played him. The vision I have, that's stupid. But I mean, Jack Reacher is like, but which one? The Tom Cruise Jack Reacher or this meathead on like
so many parameters.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, because, but I mean,
we don't want to put our love in a box, man, you know?
Well, here's the problem. Okay. How did this get started?
Well, there's like a survey out about the best book boyfriend. Yeah.
And so this is
also from a movie, but it was originally a book. The Notebook. Okay. Noah from The Notebook
is the
number one. Like, women love Noah from The Notebook.
Do they love him in the written form, or they love him because Ryan Gosling played him? Or do we think it's a little
bit of
both?
I would assume because of Ryan,
I would think, yeah.
But isn't he kind of a bad boyfriend? And then, like, I don't remember.
Because she was married, she was getting married to the other guy who like deployed,
yeah.
Right?
I don't remember.
No, she was married to another guy. Yeah, or she was engaged to him, and she didn't realize that.
Why do
Noah
you know? Like, it's weird that
I've
you know
seen the
so
notebook.
Much.
Dude, it's a move when you're in high school.
Really?
You gotta watch The Notebook. Yeah,
with a girl.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
And then you make out.
Come on, homie.
No, I mean,
throwing it on, boys. No, yeah, with a girl, you watch The Notebook. Yeah.
And then at the end, you make out because she's like, this is so romantic. But they die.
Together. Spoiler.
Okay. If anybody's mad that I just spoiled The Notebook, take it up with management. Like, that movie's 100 years
old. Also, I do remember being younger and we had The Notebook, the actual book.
Okay.
And I would read because the very last page, it says how like she started unbuttoning her blouse or something. I remember just reading that sentence several times as a young. So it was just like a big deal to me growing up.
What? Okay.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Okay. But we want people to call in. Okay, all right.
Exactly. Book people are hot. Like Azriel from A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that a book?
Yeah.
And they haven't made a movie of it.
Not yet.
So you're
it's
just
like
you're
in the
picturing
works.
Something
yeah.
in your do you yeah. have an actor who you think would play that person?
I do, but I don't remember who.
Okay.
Mm. Well, some of the other ones that made the list, like Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey.
That is not the ideal boyfriend.
No.
I agree.
He's just a boink toy.
I don't want to sign a contract.
But I'd love to hear if people agree with this. Is there anyone out there who agrees Christian Grey is like, yeah, that's my dream. I'd love to hear it.
That's your dream boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
So we want you to call and tell us who your dream boyfriend, your dream girlfriend, like, but it's got to be a character. Don't just say Tom Cruise. It's got to be somebody Tom Cruise played or whatever.
Okay.
303-222-5423. If you're too busy to call, you can also text that exact same number. Are you going to do Lola Bunny again? Because you always default to that. And yes, it does fit the parameters of this exercise.
Yeah, she's a character. She's hot.
But you can...
She plays basketball.
She plays basketball. She can dunk.
She's furry everywhere.
So?
Well, that doesn't bother me.
Okay. So Lola Bunny's really your thing.
I would say Lola Bunny. I would also say Monica Wright from Love and Basketball, along the same lines. She plays basketball. It's Sanaa Lathan who plays her, so she's beautiful.
I don't know that I have, like, I have actresses. I think Margot Robbie's hot, but I don't think I'd sleep with any of her characters.
Really? The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, she's just, like, coked out. Like, I don't feel like, you know what? It's really weird. Yep. This is going to be one of those weird moments on the show, I think.
Okay.
Because lots of people keep trying to think that Aaron and I are hooking up or whatever. Never.
Nope.
I am available for comment, though. If any of the press outlets want
to
reach out.
So it's weird to say that I'm attracted to this red-haired girl. Mm-hmm. But the red-haired girl in... I really like that she's awkward in
I need more info.
Jumanji.
Oh, Karen Gillan.
Yeah.
When she's not good, she's...
When she's awkward and learning how to flirt.
She's still so awkward and trying, when she goes up to, distract people, I'm like, oh my God, I'd marry her.
She's Gamora's
right
sister in
I know. She
Wild.
She's got such
a
range.
She's so good.
But, like, that character, she's beautiful and just not overconfident.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's... Do we even know the name of the... I don't even know. It doesn't matter. But, like, whoever she is in Jumanji... That's my dream girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Did I good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Especially, I like that it's out of your factory as well.
Yeah, I would think you would pick like Kate Beckinsale or something from just any movie. Who cares? I thought that was going to be your answer.
No,
Ruby Roundhouse.
Huh?
Ruby Roundhouse.
Oh, that's... Yes. Yes, I like her. No, because Kate Beckinsale's been in like the underworld. I don't want to sleep with her. That's not a girlfriend. You don't want a vampire killer, or she is a vampire. Is she? What is she?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Yeah. Or in like Serendipity. I don't know. She's just kind of like star-crossed.
Yeah, or you like Rachel McAdams a lot too. Is there anything?
I do, Regina but I don't remember a movie where I'm just like, I'm going to come over to your team. If it's Rachel McAdams, do you know who my dream girlfriend is?
The Notebook.
No.
No.
Wild Style. Lego Movie.
Ooh.
She's so hot in that.
She's a Lego?
Yeah, she's so hot.
Is it Rachel McAdams? Isn't that Elizabeth Banks?
Oh, it is Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But either way.
It's Elizabeth
How
Banks.
How dare you?
Wild Style. What are you a DJ? Why is your name Wild Style? Oh my God.
That's
she's
a great
so
one.
Cute with a red and purple streak in her hair. I mean, if I'm getting real weird, then I'd sleep. No, I can't. She's
no, this is, I like that you're opening up. This is good.
Yeah, it's fine. We're not putting a box on anything. You know? Live free.
No, because I went in and I was judging you for Lola Bunny. Now I'm sleeping with a whole bunch of different cartoon characters in my brain.
Yeah, and a Lego.
Yeah.
All right. So, whoever you're... Do you guys want to say any more before we go?
I recently watched a Ryan Gosling movie, but it's The Place... something. The Place Beyond the Pines, and he's a D-bag in it, and that's like, that's my,
Aaron, I don't
my
know how to tell
ideal
you this.
Man.
You are attracted to broken things.
Yeah. I can fix it.
Okay.
He's tatted, he's a motorcycle rider, he's got bleached hair, he robs banks to support his family, like
that's
dedication.
You can pick anyone. You can pick any character, and you're picking Red Flag
Boy. Bugs
Bunny.
Like, he's just...
Yeah, you haven't slept with a cartoon person yet.
No.
Why not Emmett from Lego Movie?
I've never seen the Lego Movie.
You go with Emmett.
So
I'm taking Wild Style out.
Mm. Mm. Maybe Optimus Prime or somebody. You know, he's a leader. He's strong.
Well, we've beat this horse as far as we can, so it's now your turn. If you would, who is your ideal mate that is fictional? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've taken the show off the rails at this point. I'm sleeping with a Lego, and Tiak is sleeping with a bunny.
Ew.
Lola Bunny.
And Aaron is sleeping with the guy with the most red flags humanly possible.
That's just real life.
That is sort of what you
just
do.
Just kidding.
We're picking our like fictional dream date.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... It's
Noah from The Notebook got first place, which that makes sense.
With like other people, did they have a female version of it? They didn't really. It was mostly because
I think they did.
Did they?
Yeah, because it was again. Well, yeah. Anastasia from 50 Shades, and then Bella Swan from Twilight.
Really?
And then Juliet from Romeo and Juliet.
Which version?
I don't know.
Just the literary
just,
just
the book. Yeah.
I think it's because guys don't read.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know.
Yeah, the chick in the one.
Those have literally all been movies, so.
Yeah.
The chick, the one.
You guys are using Cliff Notes.
You know, the one where she dies.
Where they talk all funny.
Yeah. Monica?
Yai.
Who's your fictional dream date?
That would have to be Zade, Z-A-D-E, from Haunting Adeline. Anyone who's a spicy book reader knows Zade is the boyfriend. Book boyfriend a half.
I'm going to add this to my reading list.
I don't know. I've heard of zero of the words you just said. Is this...
So, okay. Spicy books.
Spicy,
are,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Spicy books are a genre. But Zade literally falls in love with a woman instantly and then does everything in his powers to make sure that he shows her he loves her. And then she falls in love with him. He takes down an entire trafficking rink just to get her. It's the best two books I've ever read.
So you think about him often?
Well, yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, I wasn't trying to make it weird. I'm sleeping with a Lego. So, I mean, we're getting it all out here. But like...
Well, and then the best part about a book boyfriend is everyone has an idea of what he looks like. There's a description, granted.
Right.
He's muscular. He's super hot. He's got sweatshirt and he has glasses and he smokes and he's a super cool boy. But then you also have your own image.
Yeah, you fill in some of the blanks. Like,
love that.
How much scruff he has on his face and like...
Exactly. He has a scar on his face. Oh, he's like the ultimate bad boy.
Wow.
I'm interested.
All right. Well, Aaron's got to go to the library. Thank you for the call, Monica. Susan?
Yes.
Yes. Fictional boyfriend, girlfriend. Who's yours?
Mine is Mark Wahlberg and the movie Father Stew when he's getting baptized. Whoa.
In what movie?
Father Stew?
Father Stew. Yeah, S-T-U. Based on a true story.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking.
Oh, it's a newer one. Okay.
Is he a priest?
No. He's a priest. Yes.
Your fictional boyfriend's a priest.
No, he actually was a boxer at first.
Oh, okay.
So you've got the
hot heart of gold.
Yeah. Really? And Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, like, yeah. I've never understood anybody who's attracted to Mark Wahlberg.
What?
Oh, yeah. You have to see when he's baptized in that movie. Whoa.
Okay.
Have you seen his shirt off?
Yeah. I don't
think it's pretty obvious.
I understand.
Mark in the Funky Bunch when he did the Calvin Klein.
He's kind of an idiot. And he.
Am I, and I'm not rich.
But do you know that his claim to fame when it comes to movies? He has the single worst salary to, salary to marketability. Like he gets paid the most, and his movies make the least.
Oh, really?
Like, so he makes $20 million, and then the movie comes out, and it only makes like $5 million. So he the amount he's been paid to do the terrible movies he's done is way askew. He has the worst ratio.
Okay.
Blake.
Yeah.
Who's your fictional lover?
I would say Shego from Kim Possible. She got my heart since day one.
Shego?
Yeah.
Really?
She's like the bad girl.
I'm with you, Blake.
Yeah. She's a bad girl. She got green hair, green fit. I mean, I like a girl with
green hair. Blake?
And I know she rides
Blake, her. We're going to give you a special phone number, and you can call. You get to cut the line from this point forward. You are. That is classic. Thank you. Okay. Molly?
Yai.
Fictional lover. Who's yours?
Mine would be Rio from Good Girls.
You guys are just
Manny
naming
Montana.
Crap.
I'm looking at pictures. He also seems like a bad boy. I think we have issues.
He is.
You guys do.
He is.
Why do you want
that? He is.
Hack, calm. Really? So he's got red flags and everything too then. He's just a bad person.
Yes. Yes.
Then why
character.
Do you want... Okay.
I don't know.
What? Dude, there's something. Okay, thank you. Brandon.
Yai.
Who's your fictional lover?
Isla in Wedding Crashers. Isla.
Oh, Isla Fisher?
Isla Fisher, yeah. Yeah, she's so fun.
But
she's cute. She's fun.
She's
like,
okay.
Cute redhead, kind of crazy, kind of sweet.
Oh, wait, I'm sleeping with a Jumanji girl and a Lego. I can work her in.
Brandon, have you met Aaron?
You gotta have a bunch of red flags if you're gonna get anywhere with her.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
If you're wondering what's going on in the world, wonder no more. It's time for news or note, people.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or note.
Come, come. Come, come.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
Yep.
Welcome.
Yep.
The Ice Bucket Challenge is back. Oh. Made a return. The first...
It actually did work.
Yeah, it raised over $115 million. Which,
and
like,
basically cured whatever we were after.
ALS.
Yeah, ALS. Yeah, it was for ALS. I don't know. I don't want to misquote it. It definitely came up with like new treatments, new like finding new genetic factors. So I think so, but I don't want to misquote that.
We got involved in it, and we didn't pay any money. So did we screw up? How were we supposed to pay the money? I don't know. See, that's when everybody's like, you've raised so much money. I'm like, were we supposed to pay money if we got challenged, or were we supposed to pay money if the people we challenged?
I thought it was only like you're supposed to pay money if you don't do the challenge. Like if you don't pour the ice water over your head, that's when you pay money.
Oh.
But I
forget who challenged us, but we challenged
Ryan Tedder.
And he did it on stage in Houston.
Yeah.
Wow.
And called us out on stage.
Oh, cool.
It was like, what a great moment.
But it's back, and this time it's for mental health awareness, the Mental Illness Needs Discussion Club from...
Okay, but we can't cure that.
No, but it helps bring attention to it. It seems good.
Like, feels like dumping water on your head is like a weird... Is it just me?
No, yes, because... Cold showers and cold plunges are supposed to be good for you, right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so
they are.
Right, so we're all going to do it?
I do it and I'm better than you, so. Good evening.
Good evening.
Some sad news.
Oh, boy.
I think as Billy Ray Cyrus was spotted out sparking rumors with Elizabeth Hurley.
How is this even possible?
How is it possible? Fellas.
What? How?
I don't know. That's all I've got. We're at a loss for words here.
What? How? What?
I don't know if I know who that is.
You do.
I know Billy, yes.
You would know Elizabeth Hurley when you see.
Have you ever seen Bedazzled?
No.
It was a movie with
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Oh, he's I love him.
Yeah, she plays the devil, right? Yeah.
She's so good in it.
Yeah.
She dated.
Oh, she's British.
Yes.
She's she was in gorgeous. Austin Powers. Okay.
Yes. She dated. She married Hugh Grant.
I don't know if she married him or.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's been on a good run, and Billy Ray Cyrus, I guess. I mean,
that's a wig, right?
Hasn't he been kind of a D-bag recently?
Well, I think there's two sides to this. That crazy girl with a weird name that he married for like 14 seconds. Like Songfire or Hellraiser.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but she had a really weird name. And then the marriage ended real fast. But then she came out and tried
Fire Rose.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some weirdness.
He does. Yeah. And he had where he came out and he was performing. He looked like he was maybe.
Palau.
A drinking problem or something.
Inauguration.
I think so. Yeah. But I don't know. Is that him being a D or is that him getting help for something? Now he's doing better. So now he's got a clear head in dating, but I mean, to fall backwards into Elizabeth Hurley.
They took a shot on Easter and they're just like up against a fence or something. It's like they're clearly dating.
Yeah. And
it's like,
and her son even kind of like gave it the thumbs up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Alicia Silverstone has returned for her Clueless sequel series. She is coming back as Cher. Fingers crossed, Paul Rudd joins as well.
He's the only reason I'd watch.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so excited for it.
Really?
Gag me with a spoon. Yeah. Oh
my God. You want this movie?
It's a sequel series. So it's not a movie. It's like a whole episode thing.
Does it officially mean you're old and crotchety when you say the following? Why can't Hollywood come up with new things? Just come up with new stuff. There's like, my daughter just came up to me and she's like, oh, there's two new Dexter spinoffs coming. And I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
There has to be a line. I don't think this has crossed the line.
Yes, it has.
No.
Well, I saw an interview with Matt Damon. I feel like it was making the rounds, but about him saying that the reason Hollywood is so nervous to make new ideas is because not as many people are going to the theater, and they don't have the DVD sales coming up after it's in theaters.
Okay.
So they're just like, we got to do what we know will work and we'll make money. So it's superhero movies and like remakes and stuff. Good evening.
Good evening.
Post Malone back in the news. You may have almost forgotten that he's a father. He's kept his personal life so private.
Wait, he's a father?
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
That's the whole reason he got healthy.
Here's the weird thing.
He has a daughter.
He's kind of unhealthy, if you ask me. He's gotten too skinny. He, like, this whole country thing, he's really, like, embraced it. And I just saw a picture of him this weekend, and it's like, bro, work in some Five Guys. You need some calories. Like, it looks weird on him right now.
I'll always be down to work in some Five Guys. I'm on board with that. But yes, he has a daughter and an ex-fiance who now they are going over a custody battle. Post Malone, the ex-fiance, is seeking primary custody of their daughter. He also apparently filed custody papers before her, so it's kind of this battle. He wanted to keep both his daughter and the fiance at the time out of the spotlight because he said like he wants his daughter to be able to make the decision of when can let people into my life and stuff, which
him.
Is cool.
Yeah. I do love that part.
But now it's kind of, it's almost backfiring because now we know more about like the bad side of his
parent, and that's so like he and his ex-fiance, they were high school sweethearts.
They were?
She supported him like through and through. So it makes me feel like something bad happened.
Is that Ed Sheeran or is it the same?
No, it wasn't Ed.
It was because Ed also has a wife.
Yeah.
And a kid.
Two kids.
It's like two?
Yeah.
See, some guys can keep it private.
At the very beginning, I said, this is where you get your hard news. And you guys don't know what you're talking about.
I know about Elizabeth Hurley.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a weird question. How do you guys feel about littering?
I mean, it's pretty frowned upon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, generally against it.
Okay, but like another option?
I mean, I haven't done it today.
Well, okay. There's a few things that I want to bring up, but one of them is, like, and I've talked about this on the air before, so forgive me. If I just spit my gum out of my moving car, is that littering?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't want to step in it.
It's not going to disintegrate.
You're not going to step in it on I-25.
I might. You don't know.
If you're walking on I-25, gum is not your biggest problem right now. Okay?
I know, but as a sneaker guy, the whenever I've had to clean gum out of my shoes, it makes me so
mad. How often have you had to clean gum out of your shoes?
Dozens of times.
In your entire life?
In my entire,
boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. Once a year, probably.
I don't remember the last time I had to clean. It's just like, I will somebody Google this? I believe the asphalt companies like account for us. They want a certain amount of gum.
That can't be right.
I don't even know what to look for.
Like, is gum harmful to the environment? I don't think it is. I think you can spit gum out.
But it's always sticky. It's just
But if it's just on a road, but it'll get on big of a deal.
You could get on someone's tire or something.
It's just bad because it's not gonna disintegrate.
Yes,
like just don't do it. This article says don't do it.
Don't. Okay, so spitting gum out is littering.
Yes,
is what you're saying.
I think because it doesn't biodegrade. I don't think
you don't know. Oh,
takes 7 years.
This is you're the perfect person for this. Okay. So there's somebody we know who is testing my lip. Like, obviously, you get a piece of gum, nom nom, wrapper. That's trash. Mm-hmm. You don't throw that on the ground.
Yes.
We can all agree.
Yeah.
That's trash. Okay. Or it's recycle, I guess, maybe.
Not recycle.
Why? It's aluminum.
Because now you, the gum is in it.
No, I'm saying if, like, I'm eating the gum and here's the gum wrapper. Should I put that in a recycle bin?
Oh.
I get real confused at Starbucks when I'm, like, throwing my cup away. I'm like, can I put the whole thing in the... Because it's like landfill.
It depends.
And like,
well, and it depends on the lid, if that is. Which right, I think it is. I think you can recycle it.
I know. We all need training. I agree. Just the numbers on the bottom. Right. Like, we're all just supposed to know that.
I feel weird. Like the bleach bottle. I'm like, I don't want to put that in there.
Well, I took my nephews to the zoo, and they have it. So every item that they sell there, they have a picture on whether or not.
Oh, you put that in here.
Oh, it was so nice.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It was so nice.
Yeah. All right, so here's the next level of it. And I think we need texters to like chime in. 303-222-5423. You have to understand that I'm okay with gum and you two aren't. So I think you're going to be real mad at this. We have a friend of show who believes he eats a banana every single day, peels it,
and throws it out.
Throws the peel. Throws it away.
That's compost. That should go to a special place for compost.
But compost just happens.
It happen in a specific area. Why? I don't want to slip on a banana peel and go feet overhead.
I just want, like, I know that's a cartoon thing, but is anyone?
It's real. No, they're so slippery. I'll eat a banana.
I am going to lay banana peels out here, I will dance a jig on top
of them.
No one gets hurt from banana peels in real life.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. So is that literally? Cause
no,
here's the
thing. Think I'm fine with the banana peel.
Because like if you finish an apple,
Yep, core goes out, definitely.
You just throw it on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, out the window.
Heck, when was the last time you ate an apple? Yeah, stay out of this.
Well, not today.
But you know what I'm saying? Like I've even gone so far as like, oh boy, I can't finish this. Aaron just has got this like... You're hurting the environment. I've eaten a piece of pizza, and you're like driving, it's like cold pizza, and you're like, and you're down to the crust, and I'm just like, out the window, because I'm like a bird or a bunny or something's going to eat that bread that's left. Somebody wants that.
Yeah, and then that's going to attract other animals, and it's going to ruin the entire ecosystem.
You're right, Aaron. I've ruined... The gray wolf is back because I throw pizza on the...
A bunny's going to find it, and those baby bunnies are going to have the best dinner of their life because you threw a pizza crust.
You hate rabbits. What are you doing?
Deer. Rabbits are fine.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's other people's problems. We've been doing this. We've been handling problems for years and years. In fact, you can listen to all the problems we've not solved over the years on the Audacy app.
Yes, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
What's happening today?
Today we have Jennifer, and she found something very concerning on her husband's phone.
Oh, no, my stomach dropped.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a snoop, but we'll leave that part aside. What happened?
I am not a snoop. We share an iPad, okay? And he must have downloaded it on his phone, and that's what he's telling me. He says it auto-downloaded on the iPad. I don't know how that works. But I was most certainly not snooping. Excuse me.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Like that is genuinely not snooping. So
no, I trusted him implicitly until this, which is why I'm even questioning it, because I feel like otherwise I would be like, definitely no. But he's never given me a reason not to trust him before.
Okay, so what did you find?
He downloaded Tinder.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is his boyfriend or husband?
Husband.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, my stomach dropped too. I actually threw up. And he's giving me this whole spiel about how it's not a big deal because his buddy, he's saying his buddy Jordan, who's like a friend of mine as well and friends with his wife, is going to get divorced. And so they were just like showing him what's out there. And he downloaded Tinder on his phone at the bar. It's like no big deal. And I'm totally...
You're leaving parts of this story out.
Catch me up on that. Yeah, what?
Did he tell you this before? Did he tell you this before you confronted him about finding Tinder, or did you go, hey man, you downloaded Tinder, and then this was the story? Like,
this was the excuse or the reasoning?
Yeah. I mean, okay. So
you know, this is the excuse, which let me tell you, the reason I don't even think this is a very good excuse is because number one, if something was going on in Jordan's marriage, I would be aware. Like, I really feel like that's something he would have told me. His wife would have told me. Like,
I don't know how to tell you this, like, but that's not. If he, like, if one of my buddies, I don't want to say any of my buddies' names who are in relationships, because then their wives will be like, oh my God, is something going on? But if one of them confided in me, like, I wouldn't tell. If I had a together, I wouldn't tell her.
Especially if
you just don't.
If it could get back to the wife, like, yeah, it's kind of like, hey, man, I told you.
He confided in me.
Yeah, I was just letting off steam. Like, what? That's the other thing. I was like, I wasn't being serious, dude. Now I'm in serious trouble.
But he was serious enough to download. Okay.
Well, that's literally what I was thinking.
He was serious enough to download Tinder and see what else is out there. And I'm like, is he trying to talk Jordan into getting divorced? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't really make sense. And he's, like, super cool. Like, acting like it's no big deal. And I'm just like, this is the biggest deal I can think of. I don't even know what a bigger deal would be.
Okay, so look, I got to walk through the steps here with you. And if there's any questions you don't like, you don't have to answer. But it's like, so you see it on the iPad.
Yeah.
Then, like, the next time you see him, you go, hey, bro, what the F? Or did you wait a little while, or did you hit him right away?
No, as soon as I texted him, I was like, where are you? Get home. We have to talk.
Oh, no. Now my stomach dropped.
So then has he since deleted Tinder? Or, like, what's the Tinder? Because, like, that you could tell. Like, did he set up a profile or did his buddy set up a profile?
Right.
That's the other thing. Like, it's his profile. And he said he was just, like, using it to flip through. Because, okay, he used to have Tinder. So, basically, he just downloaded it and logged back in, and, like, there it is. So it's not like he had to make a new profile. It's his old profile from before we met.
So he was just showing him, but he's still just showing him what's... Okay.
What I still don't like it.
Like, he was just flipping through to show him.
But if you... Okay. Devil's advocate.
No.
Never mind.
It's OPP, Aaron.
Never mind. I'll see myself out. I don't like the way Aaron looked at me. I don't like that at all.
No, I understand what you're saying.
If Jordan, I think you said Jordan is the friend's name. If he's thinking about leaving his wife, well, he can't leave a trail.
He
of
can't
things.
Download it.
Right.
He's and the one thinking about leaving his wife. Don't bring this other couple into it.
If your husband, okay, genuinely, if he's like, oh, I'm
let me just show you
I'm
what's
happily
out there,
married.
Bro.
I can log back into this stupid thing. Look at these chicks. They're in the next bar. Like, do you think you would? You
That's
could
not
date
how them? It works. But yes,
I'm just saying. Like, he's trying to pull like this. Oh well, I knew it was going to download to the iPad, so obviously I'm not doing anything wrong.
He forgot.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He
would
have done
like,
that.
Then text me. Like, why would you just also, me and say, hey, is it cool if I download Tinder to show this guy like something instead of letting me find it?
No. Okay. Let me. 303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text. Listen, I got to ask. This is the question. Do you think your marriage is in trouble? Take this moment away. Like, because here's my thing. This looks real bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also just be real. It can be as dumb because men are this stupid. We are this stupid.
Yeah.
I have That's Tinder on my phone. No, I don't. I deleted it. But I still have an
single
account. Huh? Right, but I'm just saying, let's fast forward, and I have a wife, and one of my friends like, what's on Tinder? Like, all my login would still be in my saved passwords. I'm like, let me just show you. I would do it for the exact opposite reasons. I'd be like, bro, look at this. I had it for a year. Nothing happened. It's nothing. Like, you're not going to meet anybody. Look, just swipe, swipe, swipe. Oh, you don't like any of them? Here's why. Because there's nothing out there. Stay with your wife.
Yeah, that exactly. Maybe
I'll tell you what. The only reason I'm even considering the fact that he might be telling the truth is because there's nothing else. Like, there's nothing else that makes me suspicious. There's nothing that's lacking.
Then
like,
he's a good guy. He's not.
Well, and I'm wondering, like, it seems like he genuinely just didn't think about it. Because in his mind, if he's like, I didn't do anything, I don't need to cover tracks. I don't need to go to the iPad and delete the thing.
Why
I don't
in
even,
God's name are you and I so hell-bent on defending this guy?
I don't know. I've had buddies download Tinder on trips and stuff, for sure. Like
married buddies?
Yeah. Yeah, for not...
Oh, my God. My second stomach just dropped.
Yeah, now that I'm saying it out loud, it wasn't for good. They're like... They're like, we're in a city for a weekend. We're living a different life, you know? It's like, and I
you still have a wife.
I agree. I vehemently disagree with what they're doing, but
so dangerous.
That has happened.
Okay, but
that has happened.
But this could be is okay. You've already said nothing. There's no other evidence that your husband wants to sleep with some rando from Tinder.
No.
Is your husband the kind of guy who would look at his buddy and go, dude, let me just, like, is he a good dude who'd go like, I'll show you Tinder. Here, I still have an account probably. Like,
he's a good, sweet guy, but he's also sometimes a little simple. But at the same time, like, it just seems crazy to me to endanger your own marriage just to try to, like,
marriage. You're just at a bar and you just downloaded an app and then you deleted it on his way home. And it's a dating app, though.
I think we need to look at his profile. We need to look at the messages. We need to deep dive. Do you have his location?
Oh my God, Aaron, relax.
Aaron's like, because I do. If you need it.
Okay, Jennifer, look, we're going to get advice. Here's the thing. Men are dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But men also cheat.
Yes.
So there's two different things going on. Men, Tiak and I, are quick to jump on he's an idiot side.
Mm-hmm.
Women, Aaron, and yourself are quick to go, what else is he hiding? The truth may be somewhere in between, or it may be 100% innocent. Like, we are not going to jettison this marriage because he downloaded Tinder.
This is the one thing, but it's a big one
thing. It's a big thing, but it could...
But I agree with you.
He loves you, Jennifer.
It's plausible.
I mean... I'm just like, do I want to get divorced with some dignity or do I want to get divorced because I got married?
Don't say the D word. We're not there. Hang on, Jennifer. First off, your friends are scum, Tia.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Just to flirt?
To flirt. And I think they, in their minds.
You swear to God, they've never done anything.
In their minds, they're going.
You didn't.
I'll get to it. How do I not throw them under the? They are like, we're in a new city. Where's the hot spot tonight? We got to meet some women to know where to go to the bar. And that's how they justify it. But they get to chatting. They get to flirting. Eventually, pictures get sent. Is what my understanding of what they do. And then that's the end of it. But still, that's in my book. That's cheating. Like exchanging pictures.
It's not cheating, but it's.
Well, if I found out my wife was doing that on a girl's trip, I would be upset.
I think cheating involves.
So I think it's a male ego thing.
No, there can be emotional cheating. There's a lot.
Yeah, flirt with your wife. Put your effort back into that.
Yeah.
Okay. Please. All right. Does downloading? When I try to boil it down, we have to wrap this up. To boil it down sounds stupid. Her husband downloaded Tinder. Is that a red flag? But, of course. But his excuse is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Is it?
Stop side-eyeing me. Yes, it is pretty good. You would download Tinder for one of your friends.
No. Yes. I would not. I would say let's
then
make
you. Then you're a crappy friend.
No. I would say let's make you an account. Just like I helped you make your account.
But you can't make an account. Yeah. He can't download it.
Yes, he can. It's his marriage that's effed
I know,
over.
But he's not sure if his marriage is
death in the water. Well, I think we're making it worse the more we talk.
We are, just... so we're going to let you guys sound off. Is it a huge red flag that her husband downloaded Tinder for a friend? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am struggling. It's hard to recap what we just went through on the radio. Jennifer called in. Her husband went out with his buddy, Jordan, and while they were out, her husband downloaded Tinder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's like, it's not... The only reason she knows is he's an idiot and has the auto-download on an iPad that's at the house. So she saw just all of a sudden, new app, Tinder. He's saying he just did it because his buddy's marriage is failing and his buddy wanted to see what's out there.
So he re-downloaded it to help him out. Completely innocent.
I can't.
Aaron is doing the disappointed mom eyes. He's doing the like, you boys. But like, can you at least open your heart up?
No. Because if your marriage is failing, you don't take down healthy couples.
But he didn't think
that
he
was. To support you.
None of them were thinking about that damn iPad back at the house.
That's a separate issue. Why are you saying, you're making it seem like if you're going to cheat, be smarter about it.
He was not cheating.
Yeah, I think he genuinely didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Because he's like, I don't have anything to hide. I'm just showing my friend.
I love my wife. I'll just show you Tinder. Yeah. And like, it's stupid. And here you go. Here's what's out there. So let's figure out what to do next. Amy?
Yai.
What advice do you have for Jennifer?
This is going to sound really mean, but and I don't want it to sound that way, but is she looking for a reason to do the D word?
Why?
Men are dumb.
Why
men
do you...
are dumb.
I mean,
we're on that point as well. I'm not saying don't use this as like, hey, you keep kind of an eye out on it and maybe here and there, but he's never had done anything wrong. He's never done anything bad in this sense. So is it really just an accidental, like, oh my God, I was helping out a buddy. It was totally innocent because my husband's done it. He's had women flirt with him. And I'm like, hey, you could have gotten a free drink out of her. Why'd you get it?
Wow. You're a very open-minded lady. That's awesome. Hey,
when drinks are $15 a pop, I'm all for it.
Okay. So, yeah, it does seem like, because she did say there's literally nothing else. But then, more often than not, there is nothing until it's everything.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not saying don't keep looking at it and kind of keeping your eye out for it, but maybe it was just the innocent thing.
Because I don't want men to be mad at me, but brothers, just look yourself in the mirror. We're dumb. Mm-hmm. We're so dumb. Mm-hmm. It's equally possible that he's cheating and just got caught as it is, I didn't even think about it. He needed to see Tinder, so I just downloaded it. What? We're just that dumb. Mm-hmm.
He's either terrible at hiding.
Yes.
Or he just genuinely thought he didn't have anything to hide.
Correct.
And I don't, either way, you're dumb.
You
tell
don't
myself
have to jettison your
morning.
Marriage for
you
your husband's
dumb.
Stupidity.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for the call. Alex?
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think?
So there's a difference between deleting the app and deleting the profile. If her husband really was just doing it for a joke, just to kind of show his best friend, whatever, that there's other stuff out there, then he should be able to sit down with his wife and be like, all right, let's just erase the entire profile.
Oh, log back in.
Yeah. Log back in, check the messages
like, hey,
first.
But
thank you, Alex.
What I'm saying is that you could be just to make me feel better, you just erase the entire profile, and then if he tries to fight her on that, tries to come up with any excuse as to why he shouldn't delete it, then there's some reason to worry.
Interesting. So make a dummy profile that you can delete that one.
If you're Jennifer's husband,
oh my god,
you have till she gets home tonight to come.
No,
the Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I know Tiak is in a great mood, and I don't want to do this, but I have to do it.
You want to bring him down
a little bit?
Why? Come on!
I don't
actually.
I don't want to bring you down because I think it's the most pure thing in the world. But something's going on with you too. Are you like, you guys are in like the throes of like midlife crises and you're too young for that.
Yeah, I am for sure. I think that's what it is.
What? Okay. So I just want everybody, if you haven't had your dose of cute today, pull over because you're about to get cuteness overload. Tiak, tell everybody what you just told us.
We finally got our basketball hoop up in the driveway, and I was out there for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Mostly I was shooting the entire time, shooting hoops. My kids were coming back and forth. My wife was out there shooting, and I've never felt happier. It feels like I'm in eighth grade again. I'm out shooting on a driveway.
I've got
shaggy
married
hair.
The woman of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You have two beautiful children.
Yes.
And you've never felt happier.
Well, that's because he's taking the thing that he loves, the hobby that he loves the most, and including the people that he loves the most.
Yeah,
like that's so beautiful.
And I wasn't as rusty as I thought I'd be. I actually had a pretty good percentage. It's making it rain out there.
I feel like you actually have stats. Like you probably got.
Probably.
You're so OCD. Yeah.
What do you think Leo's doing?
He's your statistician. Yeah. Did Rocky swing by and like do the Rocky shot from halfway up the block?
No, it feels, I feel rejuvenated. I feel younger. Aaron's right. It's my favorite hobby, shooting hoops. But there's a difference here. I'm going to try really hard not to get emotional, genuinely. But from the time I was in second grade, I've been shooting hoops in a driveway, right? But you're always thinking ahead. You're always like, someday I'll play on the high school team. Someday we'll play in the state tournament. Someday I'll play in college. I'll maybe go like you're always trying to work and get better and train and stuff. And you'd have a bad high school game, and I'd get home. I wouldn't say anything to my parents. Just go outside. You shoot in the driveway.
Just
get it out, shoot it out. You get it. You know, you're like, I'm home. I feel comfortable. It's like, that's the essence of basketball for me, was like shooting in the driveway. And now that I'm as old as I am, I'm not training for anything. I'm not trying to get better and improve. I get to just have fun.
Just shoot.
I get to just enjoy it. And my kids out there, they're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. My wife's shooting around. We're making them. We're missing. It's just, it's the best.
And then your neighbor just randomly comes out.
He did. Yeah. Oh, you got a hoop. He pumped up a ball. He brought one over. He started shooting too.
Is that rude?
I don't think it's rude at all. I actually love that, because I feel like neighbors these days are very much like, don't talk to me, don't look to me, look at me, stay on your side. Yeah. Like, no,
I like it.
No, I love that he invited himself over.
Yeah, I love it too, because I want kids in the neighborhood to use it. I want it to be like a community place where we're all just having fun. Mm-hmm. Don't you have something like this with playing guitar for a long time? Doesn't it become kind of a job and you lose what you really love about it because you're just trying to get better, and this song, this hook isn't right, and this, and it's like,
yes,
you just let it go and you just get to play.
And I've not found that yet.
Really?
I've never come full circle. Like, it's one of those things. It's really frustrating. You probably know this about me. Like, I will, if you're ever at my house, I will never be the guy who goes and gets my guitar.
Mm.
'Cause like, I find that person so annoying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, hey everyone, I know you're all having fun, but for the next 20 minutes, I'd like to play my favorite Chris Stapleton songs for you. And you're like, what? Like, no.
Quiet down back there. Right, I'm playing.
Yes. So no, I don't do that. So I've never circled back to just that kid who just would sit in the basement and practice. Every time I ever pick up a guitar, there's some sort of purpose.
Interesting. Like, see, and I got
in my head, I've got to write something. I've got to do something.
Well, now I got to relive that, just a kid shooting hoops, and I've never been happier. I feel great.
So I'm.
I should have put sunscreen on though.
I'm gonna say your thing is okay. I know people are gonna start texting and going, "Who are you to say, Slacker? You have my permission.
Thanks.
You have my blessing. This is awesome.
Oh, great,
Aaron. You got a problem.
Yeah.
You are locked in on some. You got suckered in.
I did. So I'm sure everyone knows I'm a massive Harry Potter fan. And there are these mini toy brands. I've always thought they were silly, like not a big deal. My nephew loved collecting the mega gross ones. They're like kind of punny. So like there's a Snickers, but it has like a toe sticking out of it. So they call it something else, some sort of like, I don't know, whatever. But I'm just saying that they have mini brands for everything.
Okay.
And so when I saw that they had a Honey Dukes one, which Honey Dukes is the candy store in Harry Potter.
Oh, obviously.
Of course, had to get it.
Okay.
So it came with like this whole cart, and you like literally assemble it yourself. You can pour chocolate sauce. It's just like brown resin onto the ice cream cones. You put sprinkles on it. You put the cherries on it. You have to cure it. Like, it is a
whole
thing.
You're 30 years old, Aaron.
I know.
What are you doing?
I went to Target twice in one day because I went back for more of these. I made chocolate frogs. I made sugaring skulls. I have more. Like, I am thinking about going back right now and just opening one. They're so addicting.
Mm.
So you just keep buying these things. You don't know what's inside.
You don't. You're not supposed to, but there's a way around that.
So you're cheating.
But doesn't that take away the one? Isn't part of the wonder? Like, I wonder what I'll get.
Yeah, but I don't want to waste my money on duplicates.
You're 30 years.
Exactly. I'm smart with my money, but I want to have fun.
Just go to TX House.
Yeah, let's get some shots up.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I come here today to, I think, admit a parenting failure.
I get less joy on these
days. Thought you got
more joy. Why? I was expecting you to jump for joy right now.
Because he's, like, he played the I'm a perfect parent, perfect husband, perfect everything for a long time. And then his kids aren't great. So like now, now I don't get as much joy anymore. Like when he was perfect, I wanted him down a notch. But now that he's already down here with us, now I don't want him to. Now I don't want him to screw up anymore.
Now there's just no hope at all. Yeah, no, it's, oh, no.
There's something. You know what I'm talking about? It's the same thing you have with like Dave Grohl and with whatever, where you, like somebody's too perfect, and you're like, there's, like you were living into that. You were that for me. It's like no. Two failed marriages, kids are all screwed up, like whatever. My kids are not screwed up, by the way. They're awesome. But
well, this is something I think, if I remember right, you did this right. And I'm going to ask you about this, okay? So because you have,
that's not possible.
Like me, I have some food aversions. I'm very picky. I'm a very picky eater. You have very certain ones, white and creamy.
For sure.
Everyone knows about. Mm-hmm. But you never put those on your kids, right? Because you would serve
them. I wholeheartedly did not. My kids, like, existed almost solely on yogurt the entire time they were children, like little kids.
They were children. I thought I remember you saying one of them does have a white and creamy aversion.
They don't really like the stuff as much anymore. Like neither of them will get down on the ranch, which makes me real happy.
Oh, gosh, God, you ruined them. Like,
oh, no. Dude, you ranch people. They're so good. You've gone way so too far.
No.
When I see somebody like ordering it at like Bojo's, the best pizza on the planet.
You do hot honey at Bojo's.
No crap you do hot honey.
But everywhere else you do ranch.
No,
yeah.
You don't do that. Oh, yeah. Just, ugh.
Whole
you're
bottle.
Ruining. No. But so when my kids were little, they'd eat the yogurt and like you have to take that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more often than not, right when you try to peel that little thing, it goes and like just.
Just kind of spits on you.
Pops a little bit on you.
Blows
and
on
then,
you a little.
You know, if it's anybody normal, they go. And they lick it off their hand. I just have to pretend that I'm totally cool with this pink, creamy crap on my hand and then go scrub in like a surgeon. You're like, ah, get it. So no,
But you didn't do that in front of them because you didn't want them to have the aversion.
No.
And I've been trying really hard to that because I'm picky and just because my kids will want to try something that I wouldn't try.
I've been meaning to ask you this because we've talked about it on the air. I don't know a human being who eats less vegetables than you.
Oh, thank you.
That's not a compliment. It's not, but like you want your kids to like pound on broccoli. Like your kids are supposed to. This is when they're growing.
Yeah.
So do they eat veggies?
They do. Yeah. Yeah. They do.
And they watch you not eat veggies.
What? Well, because of the time we're on, I don't eat dinner with them very often. So they're eating without me there to taint their perception of the food,
they
I guess.
They'd be looking at your wife going, well, dad doesn't eat that. Why do I have to eat that?
Like, well, dad's not here. He's at work. So I get around it that way. So it makes it a lot easier. But they like it. And I've been trying real hard to just be open. Try anything. And especially my wife is Puerto Rican. So she makes food that I'd never even heard of growing up in Iowa. So trying to be open. Okay. But I think it might have backfired on me.
Oh boy.
So I was with my son. We do these dates where we go and we just grab a burger. Just father, son.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Grab a burger.
That
you know?
Is so cute.
We hit Culver's. We hit In-N-Out. We hit Dairy Queen. We have all our spots. Five Guys is the one. We went to Five Guys. And part of Five Guys, as you know, are the peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Can I interrupt you for one second? You're hitting a core memory for me. The first time I ever had Five Guys with my son, I was still driving my truck and we went to Five Guys. And then put the tailgate down and sat in the back of my truck and ate it.
Oh my gosh.
It's core. That is fully core. Like, we're just sitting and we're both like, this is the best burger I ever. And it's just.
That's so good.
That father son bonding trip thing. You got to do the same stuff with your daughter.
Yes.
Separately.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, you guys can go do whatever, but like.
So you just get to bro out a little bit.
It's
enjoy
so
it,
fun.
You know?
And they're just looking up at you like you made the moon come up. Like, it's so.
Aww.
Yeah. So we're at Five Guys, one of our favorites. He gets the hot dog. It's a really good hot dog.
It's a huge hot dog because they cut it in half.
Mm-hmm. Very
and cooked
good.
So the whole thing's cooked.
Oh.
Like it's like got the crispiness like on more surfaces than a hot dog should have.
It's like $40, but it is good.
It's so worth it. Oh,
it's
my
very
God.
We could have gone to a Rockies game for a hot dog for this price.
Yeah.
But
okay.
So we're there in the peanuts, all right? So, and we're working, my son is five. We're working on like opening the peanut shells because I love shelled peanuts. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a core memory going to stuff with my dad and we'd get peanuts and throw them at a game or whatever. So we're teaching, I'm helping him. He's getting better at opening the peanuts. And when we went, he looked at me and he was like, you know, you don't have to crack the shell in the way. You don't have to squeeze it to get the to eat it. What? And I'm like, oh, have you found a new way to crack the shell? Like, what are you talking about? No. He goes, I just eat it like this. And he takes the entire peanut.
No, he didn't.
No.
With the shell. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He
no,
put he it. Didn't. He put the whole thing in his mouth and chewed it and swallowed it and goes, yeah, then you don't have to open it if you eat it this way.
I know people who do that and they need to be put away.
So this
we
is,
have to intervene. No, that's bad.
Because he's so unhesitating in trying foods. You know, we're just like, try whatever. Nothing's
bad.
But how
does he know that that's okay to eat? Like, it's, I'm assuming he doesn't.
He didn't die. He tried it once. And he didn't
Under
die.
Whose watch?
I don't know.
Who do we need to put in jail for this?
I worry too, because then I'm like, I don't even know that you can eat. Can you eat the shells?
Yes. We have a common friend who that's the way they eat them.
Is that the boiled? Do you do that with boiled peanuts?
Boiled,
or
but
are
then
those...
you boiled it so it's not, yes. That,
but
that's
that
a
still
gross,
has the shell.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I thought of
but
the
boil
too.
You boil it down
but...
to the point of like, it's, ugh. It is.
You guys both just gag at the same time.
Because peanuts are a legume.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it becomes basically like putting a bean in your mouth. It's really gross. Like, you've boiled it to the point it's like a slimy green bean.
Which
in
what
your
does,
mouth.
What's good about a peanut is everything that isn't that.
I have to say I agree. I think the way Americans cook 90% of vegetables is horrifying. Like, yeah. Broccoli, I want broccoli still. But we cook it till it's like...
almost mushy.
Yeah.
And like, if you do that to a peanut, you're right. I think, my God, we almost never agree, but this is
yeah.
on this. So where are we putting him? Like, what kind of
I don't
home,
know.
What kind of assisted living?
Is this safe to do forever? Like, or can you eat 10 shells in your life?
He's
like,
never going to date.
I'm at this crossroads of like, I want to go, the shell in your mouth, down your throat, isn't that just scratchy and dry? And like, it's horrible. But then I go, oh, that's interesting.
He's a Renaissance man. He's like, he.
You
he's,
enjoy it.
No,
tell
but
me
like,
about that.
I remember going to baseball games and I would put the whole thing in my mouth because
and
I like the salt. Yeah.
But you wouldn't eat it.
No.
You then spit it out?
Yeah.
But did you ever get the peanut out? So you just sucked the salt out yeah. off of him and threw it away?
Oh, no. I would eat the peanut. I would crack it in my mouth and then.
You did it like a sunflower seed?
Yeah, which ironically, I can't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I have done what Leo does with sunflower seeds. I've thrown a whole handful of sunflower seeds in my mouth. And they grind into a really weird thing that like you wish you hadn't done it when it's
okay. But
like the next day it's real bad. It's like having what do you call the thing with nails in it? Like a mace. It's like passing a mace.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe it'll sort itself out in time.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
If you hate me, if you're one of those listeners who texts in and you hate me, you're about to love what's going to happen.
What?
Because I don't think I'm going to talk much in the next
few
weeks.
Okay.
I don't know a single thing about this.
Really?
Really? Disney Channel was not a thing for me. It just was never.
Yeah, because you were.
Even and my
you were
kids
pre-
weren't
pre-Disney. Yeah, that's the thing. You were pre-Disney. It seems like your kids were like post-Disney. Whereas yeah. T-Hack and I were like in that pivotal.
Like Disney
yeah,
is your
Disney.
Life.
Yeah.
So somebody came out with the Mount Rushmore of Disney leading ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And I know
all
these
names. Wait, is it only leading ladies? I assumed it was everyone.
Yeah, no, it's leading ladies.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So you've got Raven Simone.
Yeah.
So that we works. Agree. If how many people are on Rushmore? Four?
Four, yeah. So, yeah. So that's So Raven. I mean, that was, yeah, that's
so
classic.
So I'm just, we're going to go through these,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying neither of you disagree with this.
Correct.
She deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hannah Montana. I mean, yeah.
Iconic.
Exactly.
100% she's on.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Selena Gomez.
No. I don't think I've ever.
How are you both in sync on that? Like, why do they think she's on? Like, what?
I think because she's a huge star now, so
yeah.
it seems like, oh, well, you got to put the huge star on the Mount
Rushmore. Raven's not a huge star now.
No, but she had such a pivotal. That's So Raven was honestly like a stepping stone for all of these other shows. That's So Raven was the first like Disney show to have an all black family.
Okay.
Like it was so good. Every episode had different like values, like some sort of teaching lesson thing. It's mm-hmm. honestly one of my go-to shows to this day.
And it had a couple spin-offs and stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Corey in the House.
Yeah.
I told you, I don't have anything to add to this.
That's all Raven walked so the other shows could run. That's...
For sure.
So,
okay. Does it hold up?
A man mm-hmm. of my age and stature, there would be no reason for me to go back and watch That's So Raven right now.
Why
I'm not gonna get. What am I gonna get from that? So
it's just a good show.
It was good, a good
but
show.
It's
yeah,
geared towards children. Is it yeah, not?
Well,
I think
to an extent
there was an era. I think that of Disney when it was first, when it was prime, that was aimed towards like tweens, and then I think it changed, and then the show started coming out, and then it was aimed a little younger.
Yeah.
But I think there was an era where it was kind of tweens.
For sure.
I think Raven was in there. I think even Stevens was in there. Well, yeah. That wasn't for...
What's even Stevens?
Shia LaBeouf.
And yeah, the show that he was on at first.
Which one? The one my
I mean,
kids...
that was a silly show for younger people, but not like little kids. It was more, you could
yeah.
be a little older and
my
still
kids watched
cool.
the one with Ariana.
That's Nickelodeon.
Oh, that's not even
Is that Victorious?
Yeah.
I think she was on, yeah, Nickelodeon.
And she just her voice, I just wanted to choke. Just,
yeah.
So, but she, okay, so she's off because she's yeah. not even yes. on the right network.
Not Disney.
Okay. So we're saying no so far to Selena.
Yes.
Even though she's a massive star.
Yes.
Because the Wizards of Waverly Place just isn't as cool as That's So Raven.
And like, don't get me wrong, I also loved that show, but I don't think that's Mount Rushmore worthy.
Okay. So Miley, mm-hmm. Raven, yes. No to Selena. Mm-hmm. How about Zendaya? Zendaya? How do you say it?
A Zendaya.
Okay.
I believe.
No.
But no, yeah.
I think the same thing as Selena. She's a huge star now, but not because of Disney, not yeah. on Disney.
So only two people
like,
on
shake
it.
Shake it up. Who watches that?
Who watches like the?
That's
idea,
not a classic.
I'm just picturing somebody happening by my backyard and seeing me sitting alone in my living room watching That's So Raven.
Maybe your kid is in the bathroom. Like they don't know. It's also just a good show. You should watch it.
I don't think it's a
yeah.
good show.
It is.
Please text in to 303-222-5423. It doesn't hold up. There's no way
it does.
Kids shows hold up. You're a child, Aaron, if you're still watching. So who's, if it's not Zendaya and Selena,
well, they missed
who?
The most important person.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Hilary Duff. Lizzie McGuire. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
Lizzie McGuire, you are an outfit repeater. Like, are you kidding me?
Love Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So
now we have three names.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You guys are in total agreement on this one.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. She absolutely needs to be. Hilary Duff.
Okay. Yeah. So who else?
I say, and it was mixed reactions, but I wonder if I can get Aaron on my side. I say Christy Carlson Romano. She was the sister on Even Stevens. She was Ren Stevens. And she was Kim Possible.
I was going to say Kim Possible.
So maybe just Kim Possible should yeah. be on the list. That was a... Kim
well,
Possible
but I mean, if she's up there, it doesn't matter which show. She, I mean, just her face is up there because she was on more than one show.
Yeah.
Was Kim Possible Disney?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was. So I would put her.
So is that.
Either Kim or Christy, however you want to debate
yeah.
it. I would say her. I would say maybe the Mari twins, sister.
Ooh.
I don't know if that was originally
or
Disney
Twitches.
Or
yeah.
not. Or Twitches. Yeah, exactly. They were big. So Texters. 303-222-5423. Help me out. I don't know. But sisters, I mean, the Mari sisters, and then even Taj Mari was on mm-hmm. Smart Guy. Like, there was a whole family thing that came up through Disney that somebody should probably be represented.
I was thinking, like, either Allie or AJ. Probably Allie, but I don't think
yeah.
that's big enough either.
That
I loved Phil of the Future, but not for Mount Rushmore.
And isn't Phil of the Future the same guy as Wizards of Waverly Place?
What do you mean?
The guy
the creator or
no, the,
Phil?
The, Phil.
No.
He's not?
No.
They always look the same to me.
How
you know, the brother.
You guys do this.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a fire story. And what caused the fire is something I don't think has ever caused a fire before.
I've got a story that honestly I don't know if I'm going to make it through.
Oh, these are my favorites.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in New Hampshire.
Hello!
Yeah, I don't know.
New Hampshire. Is
yeah.
it up there with the
yeah,
kind
like
of the
that.
Boston thing? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this annoying is, woman. She's an OF model. Which, like, do you, girl? That's
yeah,
fine.
I know. We're down
with
that.
But she was recently arrested for spraying her pee on over $1,500 worth of merchandise in a grocery store. And she's also been hit with five more criminal counts for, you know, like a little pee spree at a hotel.
A pee spree.
Uh-huh. Including...
So she, her OF is her...
Which, listen, we don't kink shame here, but like health first, please.
A lot of skunks subscribe to her channel.
Only funks. Anyway, she peed in the air conditioner.
Okay,
unit.
No, I think you're gonna be done. I think
the
you're
blanket,
probably done.
She did a number two on the floor, put it in. I guess I've never heard of this term, frat boys. Maybe help what? Out. It's called an upper decker.
Oh,
so you put it
upper
in
decker.
The
oh, yeah. Yeah, you put it in the upper tank. Deck. And then every time.
Why?
Because,
why?
Because then when you flush, poo comes in.
Why
then.
Would you not put like essential oils in there or something?
No, this is a prank. So you put
yeah,
it up
no,
there
that's
and it's
disgusting.
Like, hello,
yeah.
You're trying to flush your toilet. It's like, somehow there's more in here than there was before. So she's. Okay. Yeah,
you don't
no,
do
she,
it at your house.
Erin, can we just go ahead and have you stick to the one how you're not going to get through it? Because I think we should just leave your story right. You know, that's probably, I think we've got, okay. Do you want to give out her OnlyFans
no,
address? Or, okay.
I don't. I purposefully skipped over that.
Okay. My story, also not from Florida. It's from New York City.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm walking here.
I'm walking. A dude caused a 3-alarm fire. One, two, three.
Oh, no.
Apparently, he was angry at something and decided to, maybe he was getting rid of stuff from his ex. So he lit some of her stuff on fire. I'm not sure what he was, why he was doing this, but he lit some relations, he lit some bobs.
Okay.
Lit some bobs on fire, and then bobs started a 3-alarm fire.
Burn, baby, burn.
It took firefighters 3 hours to put the fire out. Yeah. 3-alarm, 3-hour fire because he was lighting bobs on fire. Cops were eventually able to put the fire out as an OnlyFans model stopped by. And lent a helping hand. Hey, what's up, Guido? Nice job there with the pee on the fire.
Gosh.
All right, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.